Welcome to another episode of Technology Services Success, sponsored by the CompTIA Technology Lifecycle Services Community. This episode is the second in a series of four recorded at ChannelCon 2017.
Right. Next up, we're going to have Wes McDonald. Wes is currently the Vice President of Business Development for Print Audit and the owner of Focus MPS. He's been doing MPS stuff for about 14 years now, and he's pretty widely known as an expert in the field. And so please welcome Wes.
Thank you. All right. So what I want to do for you today is not talk so much about Print Audit. We can do that. But what I want to talk to you about is a process which you can leave here with today, which you can take away, which is absolutely free. So it's not just listening to me about how, you know, we've innovated in our company. You can go to the D School. Is anyone familiar with D School at all? Wow. Stanford University, absolutely free. It'll be one of the best crash courses in design and innovation thinking that you can ever take. And I'm going to walk you through this. So the way the method works is, this is a process, and we've moved through this ourselves for lots of initiatives at Print Audit, some of which are software related, but as you're going to see with my example today, that the innovation that, you know, we've most recently embarked on has nothing to do with software, right? So just because we're technology companies, just because we're in software or hardware, doesn't mean that every innovation that we do has to be related to, you know, directly to development, right? So the first thing we have to do is understand, observe. Then we have to try and get a point of view of the customer to figure out if what we're seeing is actually going to work. Then we ideate, then we prototype, and then we test. And what I'm going to do is move you through how we've actually done this ourselves. So the first thing is, if we're understanding or observing, I like to look at this as being in a duck blind, right? And I've been conducting assessments probably for the better part of 10 years. And usually when I show up, an IT manager will say, well, we'll send out an email, you know, letting everyone know that we're installing this software and we're going to be looking at their print behavior. And I go, no, you're not. Because we want to actually observe, you know, people in their natural order, right? So that's the first thing, is that we need to have an unbiased look at our customers and observe what they're doing, right, to be able to ask good questions. So one of the things in my world, I'm in the managed print services space. So how many managed print providers or office equipment dealers do we have in the room today? Okay, so a few. Great. In our world, as you can see by this guy here, we deal in cost per page. Customers are expecting us to send them their toner on time. We're invoicing them on a monthly basis without, you know, them having to send us meters. We're doing all of this automatically, right? At least that's the theory we run by. And from a managed print perspective, that's usually what we pay attention to. How do we care and feed their devices? When you actually watch the customers in their day-to-day basis with what they're doing with that stuff, does anyone print because they like to print? Does anyone get up and just go, I can't wait to get to the office today so I can print? Oh, I'm the only one? Okay. Printing is part of a workflow, right? So when we print stuff, usually it's because it's tied into some kind of workflow because we're trying to accomplish something for the company. So print right away doesn't exist. It's part of a process, and that's one of the first things that, you know, we kind of observed, right? The next thing that we have to do is define what we think, you know, the problem actually could be, right? And this is the hard part, because you've really got to make sure that you're actually working with your customers and working with other people to say, help me understand what your problems are, right? Help me define, you know, what you actually need. So when we do a definition, we do a point of view statement. So the one that we came up with was quite shocking with customers. That had nothing to do with toner fulfillment. It had nothing to do with servicing the equipment. It had nothing to do with any of that. What it had to do with was the way that they're billed. So when we look at it, our point of view statement here is, customers want to print less and modernize workflows. Is that fair? People don't want to print more and, you know, do things the old-fashioned way. So they want to print less and modernize their workflows. For managed print providers in the room, we want them to print more because we get paid per page, right? So every time someone prints a page, hopefully a color page, we get paid more money. So can you guys see the misalignment in that, right? Oh, yep.
I can sell you a nice color printer to have at home so you don't have to.
I love it. So, okay, I'll talk to you afterwards. I'll maybe buy that printer. But the idea being that this billing model that's been in place in the managed print space, the copier space, has been around for what, Tanya, 29 years maybe? Okay. And it's ancient. So when we talk about innovation, let's look at where we can go from that. So now that we have our, you know, POV statement, now we can start to figure out what we can do with it.
So now, start working on some ideas. So what we did is we actually got into our room and we wrote down all the possible ways that we could change that. So if there's a big disconnect between the way customers are paying and the way that dealers are billing, what are some other options? One is level billing. Does anyone do level billing on their gas bills at all? No? Is it only Canadians? Okay, so a few people, right? Which is, you know, quite handy to make sure that it's a little more, you know, predictable. So that's one way. Per device billing. So the idea is that, you know, you would charge a flat rate per printer per month. Forget about, you know, toner costs. Forget about clicks. Forget about that. The other was bundled packages. So, you know, starting to bundle the print in some other way. Quantity discount and per user billing. So how many people here are doing per seat billing or per user billing for managed IT services, right? Okay, great. So the idea being that when you focus on the user, this is kind of where we came to, is when we boiled all these down, the idea is the one that we finally settled on was user billing, because that's what's being done in the industry. So it changes how we do things. So we actually pulled it out. We called it seat-based billing. So if you think of all the ideas that are out there, we pulled that one out of the box and said, let's go to work on this. So once we've determined that that's the way that we're going to go, that we're going to try and figure out some way to make sure that we're billing per user so that there's no longer click charges. I know that doesn't sound very innovative for those people in this room, but believe me, in our space, 29 years of cost per page, this has been, like, kind of hard, right?
Changing mindsets.
Changing mindsets, absolutely. So it has been difficult. So what we did, first of all, is said, let's build a prototype and let's build an ecosystem. So I've got several partners in the room here who are actually part of that ecosystem, right? To make sure that we can actually fulfill and help on the seat. And notice, I haven't talked about my software at all yet, right? So this innovation has nothing to do with, you know, with my software. So once we prototype, then we move into the testing phase. And give an example here. So when we tested, we formed a seat-based billing council. We had 29 members, which all came together once we had the idea to then start to further refine this, right? So we tested it with our partners and with a subset of dealers. Right, and that's really important to make sure that as you're working out the kinks, you know, that you do that in a test scenario. So you can actually go to sbbcertified.com, and again, not mind blowing, but it's a standard that we've created to make sure that people have a base level ability to do seat based billing. And again, it doesn't sound like much, but that's part of this process, is to make sure that there are standards. Okay. So what are some of the benefits of moving into seat-based billing for, you know, managed prints? When we did this innovation, when we looked at building the new contracts, when we looked at building the new mechanisms for billing, when we looked at the new ways to do the assessment, what are the benefits? Well, this is what's critical. So for the customer, it's 100% budgetable cost, right? So that's the difficult part in the managed print world, is that every month the customer has no idea what their bill is going to look like, right? So it's not budgetable. By charging for print by user, now it's 100% budgetable. And let's face facts, in our world, the print piece of that a customer spend is actually quite small. So what they're looking for is more predictability and budgetability. Cost reduction through workflow improvements. So the other problem that we've had in our space is that because there hasn't been a lot of innovation in the way that we deliver to our customers, is that there's a war right now, a race to the bottom on cost per page and on equipment sales, right? So if you've noticed all the OEMs, there's a war going on right now for, you know, kind of those remaining pages, because pages are disappearing, right? Not a lot, maybe 2 or 3% a year, but nonetheless, it's not a growing market. So what we need to do is look for cost reductions through workflows, right? So does anyone print email here? Yeah? No? No hands are going to go up. I know people do, okay? And if you print an email with a blue hyperlink in it, and you're paying a cost per page, instead of paying a penny and a half like you would for black and white, you're going to pay 6 to 11 cents, right? So mark that one down, because if you want a huge cost savings. So the workflow is, how do we fix that? How do we make sure that people aren't actually printing blue hyperlinks, right? Another end user result is improved security. So has anyone seen the Reality Winner stuff? It's funny. It just kind of went dark. For a couple of weeks, it was huge. You know, Reality Winner, the NSA leaks and everything else, they traced it back to a printer, right? So part of what we do on the seat-based billing platform, the software itself that's used for this, actually has huge security and compliance benefits. This is a side effect of, you know, what we were doing. We didn't start it for that reason. We didn't think that was going to be huge, but it is. Customers love that ability to increase their security through this. Now let's look at the dealer for a second, because remember we're talking about alignment, right? And that's really what this innovation was all about, was trying to align both the customers and the dealers. So we're good on kind of some of the customer benefits there. Now for the dealer. So one is money up front. So we all know that when we bill as a service, that we actually pay for it before we get to use it, right? Currently in the managed print world, that could be 45 days, it could be 90 days to payment, right? Because we have to wait, we have to count, we have to do all this stuff. So the dealer's capital under a seat-based arrangement is freed up. They can use it for other things. The other thing is simpler invoicing. So we have the most complicated ways of billing customers known to man, and that means every month we've got to do this invoice, which sometimes is broken out by color, sometimes black and white, sometimes device class. So if it's a small printer versus a workgroup printer versus a multifunction device, it's an absolute nightmare. So this simplifies things simply by knowing the number of users or user bands that we're doing. And improve profits, so that when we go after workflows and improve those workflows, if that's where we're going to help the customer potentially save money, then we don't have to discount what we're giving them, the physical pieces, right? And that's what's important. Okay, so if you are ready to innovate, I encourage everyone, certainly reach out to me. I can share how we move through this process. Offices are the graveyards of great ideas, right? And a process like this, if you work through the D School, you can see the link that's there, it'll be in the presentation. If you actually go through this innovation boot camp, I guarantee you that it's going to change the way that your organization starts to think about innovation, right? So innovation doesn't have to be scary. You just have to make sure you put a process in place like that, and I'll certainly make myself available to speak with anyone that would like to about how we continue to do this at Print Audit as well. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Our next episode features part one of a Q&A.
You can hear more expert information like this by attending ChannelCon in person. Pull up your calendar and save the date for ChannelCon 2018. Here's what to plug in. ChannelCon 2018 will be held July 31st through August 2nd in Washington, D.C. ChannelCon is one of the IT Channel's biggest events. Over 3 days, you get a chance to learn from people who work in IT, choose to take on intensive industry training, or get insider access to some great networking opportunities. Still not sure? Check out ChannelCon 2017. The online rebroadcast is available online. comptia.org/channelcon.